Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from the Alcona County Conservation District is Forester Andrew Beebe. How are you today, Andrew?
Pretty excellent. How about yourself?
Doing well. Now, Andrew, the last time you and I talked, it was out on the frozen tundra that was Van Etten Lake, but we have some hardy people who loved ice fish, don't we?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, that was quite cold, and definitely happy to be indoors this morning.
Yeah, I'll bet. But, you know, there were, over 100 registrants, even though the weather the way it was, and it still was a pretty successful event, wasn't it?
Yeah, it definitely was. I think we had a little over 120, actually.
Wow.
It was pretty surprising.
It was. Hardy stock from northern Michigan. Well, I know one of the things we talked about while we were out there doing the broadcast is something we're going to talk about today, your upcoming tree sale, right?
Yeah, we have an upcoming tree sale. The deadline to place orders for the ASCO tree sale is going to be April 5th. Tree sale itself is going to take place on April 24th and 25th. And, you know, we're offering a whole lot of different tree species that have kind of been handpicked to grow in Iosco County. So you can be sure that these trees are going to be good fits for Iosco County. It all depends on the soils you have on your property and how much light you have and some, you know, individual characteristics there. But we have a lot of great trees to accomplish all kinds of different planting goals, you know, whether it be wildlife habitat, visual barriers, windbreaks, bank stabilization on a river, or even timber production if that's what you're interested in. We have great trees to accomplish all that.
Yeah.
So I definitely encourage people to check out our website and give us a call and talk trees.
I was just going to say, now, you know, you mentioned different soil varieties and maybe the way their land is set up. Is that something you as a forester and your group will talk to people about, what trees might work best for them?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. I'm available to talk on the phone. We can schedule a site visit. I can come on out and look at the specific site and, you know, talk about what your goals are with the tree planting, you know, why you actually want to plant trees, what you hope to accomplish with that, and we can help you plan, you know, whether it be just a simple list of recommendations or something a little bit more in-depth with maps and all that good stuff. We can do whatever it is needs to happen. And then we also actually have a tree planting grant that we're offering, which is interesting that you mentioned the fishing tournament. That grant is being offered through some of the proceeds that we got last year.
Ah.
So it's a one-to-one matching grant up to $500. So basically you as the landowner would pitch in $250 or up to $250, and the conservation district would pay the other half. And that would essentially fund the planting of some trees or fund the purchasing of some trees for you to go ahead and plant. So anybody and everybody is encouraged to apply to that. We're really looking to help out folks who have lost trees due to emerald ash borer, oak wilt, gypsy moth, you know, any of the big forest pests and pathogens that you might have heard about. So trying to keep Michigan's forest and Iosco's forest actually forested, keep the landscape wooded. So that's the idea there. But again, everybody's encouraged to apply, and we'll just see what the Canada pool is like, and hopefully when it's all said and done, help some people plant some nice trees.
Indeed. Now, when is the is there a deadline for the grant application also?
Yep, the deadline for the grant application is the deadline for the tree sale.
All right. And again, that deadline for anybody who missed it earlier?
That'll be April 5th.
April 5th. Now, we're talking about, you know, we've got the matching grant going on, but if somebody's interested in just one or two trees, this is for any amount of trees for the tree sale, right?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. It's any of the native tree species there.
Yeah. So take a look. Again, you mentioned the website, or they can give you a call. But one of the other things we want to talk about coming up later this month, you've got a fruit tree pruning demonstration plan, don't you?
Yep, that's up in Alcona County, just right off of US 23. So it's going to be a fruit tree pruning and tree planting workshop.
Okay.
We have some, it's going to be at an orchard right on 23, and there's decent directions on our website. It's just a private property there. There's no address, but right off of 23, and we'll have signs posted and everything. But it should be a really nice workshop. We had it last year, had a whole lot of turnout. People were pretty interested in it. But essentially, you know, if you have apple trees in the backyard or maybe you have an orchard and they're getting to be overgrown, you've heard about pruning before, you know you probably should be doing it, but it's a little bit scary to actually get out there with with a pair of loppers or maybe even a chainsaw and start hacking on your tree. This workshop is definitely for you, and trying to take out some of the fear factor there and help you feel a little bit more comfortable with pruning trees. And then we'll also talk about proper planting trees, whether it be, you know, a fruit tree or just a bare root seedling, and try and take away some of the mystery there and make sure that people have the skills to successfully prune and plant trees and grow the best possible trees they can.
You bet. Now, when is that taking place?
That is going to be March 28th.
Okay.
It starts at 10 a.m.
All right. And that's a Saturday, March 28th. And as you mentioned, directions to the orchard where this is going to be held right there, along with all the other information they need, the tree sale or the matching grant information or about the fruit tree pruning and planting demonstration, all that at the website. And again, where is that website, Andrew?
That is elconaconservation.org.
All right. Or they can give you a call. What is your number again so they can get some more information?
Yep, my number is 989-335-1056.
Very good. From the Elkhona Conservation District, Forester Andrew Beebe. And Andrew, we appreciate your time today, and we'll look forward to talking to you again as we get closer to spring and more things outdoors with the Elkhona Conservation District.
Sounds good. Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity.